Here's YouTube.
Good evening. Radio.
There we go. What day it is. Yes. Well, hallelujah. Perfect. Banana pudding. Oh, yeah. Oh, but here she is. Hi, Sunday. We love you. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you're making lasagna for the party. Yes. Don't make more than you can eat. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Oh, my. Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right.
let's do our pledges and then we'll just scroll as we go. Here we go. You're welcome. Hi, Richard. Glad to have you with us. Hi, Braden. We love you.
Richard.
Sunday holding the fort down over there on YouTube. Thank you, guys. Amen. Here we go. Did you want the election prayer, too? Did you say that? Okay. Here we go. I got to share the screen. Our pledge to the Word of God is going to show up for you in just a second. I just know it. There it is. Here we go. Our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. And our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. Our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And now we pray these verses over the lost in Israel, the United States of America, every lost person in our own lives, over every terrorist and those supporting them, and every immigrant crossing our borders. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that they will receive from you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And we pray, God, they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord and they shall be your people and you will be their God. For they shall return to you with their whole hearts. Father, we pray they will come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Now give me just a second to pull up the prayer, the election confession. It's become of utmost importance to us right now. This is from Dr. Bill Winston's ministry team. Here we go. Pray this out loud boldly if you can. Heavenly Father, we pray for the upcoming elections being held in the United States of America. We pray that your divine will, purpose, and plan be fulfilled as we elect righteous candidates who will walk in the truth, are full of integrity, and are committed to obey God rather than man. Bring us back to our nation's foundation where it was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to increase your government and peace in our land, and we bring every aspect of this nation and our elections under Kingdom of God jurisdiction. We pray that every citizen, candidate, and government official be subject to the authority of the Kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that godly leaders, born again and spirit-filled, be elected and appointed in this election. We pray that you will guide every voter and give discernment to choose candidates that will exercise sound judgment to preserve and promote righteous policies and who will overturn policies which destroy that which you value and highly esteem. Help every voter discern between truth and falsehood concerning every candidate. We pray that you will guide voters to elect candidates that will uphold moral values and rule in the fear of the Lord. Father, lead those who are elected to defend the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. Protect the unborn and denounce the gender self-identification, identity confusion, homosexuality, and the sexualization of our children in schools. We pray that those elected will adopt sound economic and foreign policies, will protect our sovereignty and our borders, and will execute justice and judgment to protect our citizens. We pray that all righteous candidates speak with words of wisdom, promoting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that none can gainsay or resist. May all candidates vocalize their policies with honesty and transparency. We pray for all media platforms and journalists to challenge and hold accountable politicians and political parties. You are our true judge, lawgiver, and king. So deliver us from the deception of those whose values reflect beliefs that call good evil and evil good. We pray that Christian leaders and influencers will be heard in this election from all mountains of influence in the 12 swing states and nationally. are going to change that. I just didn't have time today. Here we go. We pray for angelic reinforcements to stand guard around every mail-in ballot, polling place, voting booth, ballot box, and the counting of the ballots to disappoint the devices of the crafty so their hands cannot perform their enterprise or election fraud. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything concerning all political parties, candidates, and their campaigns, media coverage, debates, voting, and tallying votes. We bind all witchcraft, soothsaying, sorcery, divination, one world order, and the occult. Lord, bring every evil device to naught and destroy all unfruitful works of darkness in Jesus' name. During this entire campaign season, from now until all votes are tallied and results are verified and published, we loose the power of God for miracles, signs, and wonders confirming your righteous cause. Thank you for your angels executing your commandments throughout this election. We decree clear, timely, immediate election results that glorify God. We declare that the righteous are in authority and the people are rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, that the United States of America is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And now, let's start with, here and make these declarations boldly. Okay. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That would make you lose your focus. All right, let me get the screen shared again. Braden, your dad said your parent-teacher conference went really well today. I'm so proud of you. We are. All right, here we go. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. And we thank you, God, for your many abundant blessings in and on this nation. As we the people, united we stand. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And here's a declaration against the isms. In the name high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms: atheism, Satanism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, terrorism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles, our Constitution, or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalm 144, 14 of the Passion Translation, our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. And our prayer ending secular humanism's rebellion against God and his divine attributes. God our Father, in the name of Jesus, which is high above every name, high above every principality, every power, every might, and every dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind the effects of the demonic actions of humanism that have dared to try to take root in our nation. We declare that the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on the earth, we have repented of our sins. We are seeking your face. We have risen up and we are prophesying and proclaiming boldly the word of God against this rebellion. In Jesus' name, we boldly declare we will not allow the lies and deception to function hidden from the light of your word any longer. We ask you for transformative change to come into our nation and the ecclesia, the body of Christ. Give us educational leaders who will work diligently from within to change it and to work alongside of the parents in the training of their children. Give us leaders in government who will promote godly change. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those governmental leaders who have willingly accepted this demonic, humanistic agenda. Uproot, dismantle, and silence those in the media that dare to promote the godless curse of humanism. We bind the perverse spiritual forces behind humanism, declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, the humanistic agenda and all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers will say, like the disciples, "Master, that tree we cursed is dead." With your authority, might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda. The voices of the ecclesia will continually become louder than the voices of the humanist abominations. We are the righteous, and we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. Amen. We raise our voices louder than the government. We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven, Lord, and we declare their voices are no longer heard. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petitions we ask. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith and take authority over this force of wickedness. We declare deliverance and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception. We believe that all across this land, a powerful demonstration of your ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it. We declare it. We prophesy it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. No, that was it. Oh. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We do. Ten after eight. Hold on. Let me get to there. 45 minutes. It says we have 1 hour and 15 minutes of stream left. Could one of you over there do that? You just put the time. Okay, I'll have to do it after the program on your computer. Okay. Oh, I didn't realize it wouldn't work in the... Okay, anyways, go ahead. Second Thessalonians 2:5-7. All right. Let no one deceive you by any means that the day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. All right, we're going next to Ephesians 1. And verses 22 and 23 is what we had last night. Verse 22, and he put all things under his, Jesus' feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. Amen. All right. Our next verse is 1 John 4:17. We all know that verse well. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, John 10:10. Here we go. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. All right, next is Hebrews 10:29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose? 19, all right, here we go. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. Hold on, my screen just went black. There we go. In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order. order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of covenant by which he was sacrificed a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Amen. All right. Our next set of verses is in Matthew chapter 5. It's 13 to 16. Do you want us to go further on that? Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. It's John 1:12 to 14. All right, perfect. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Amen. Yeah. No, I can read them next. Yeah, they're about seven down. All right. All right, Revelations 21, 2 and 3. No. Maybe. Well, and my screen keeps going black too, though I don't see it. I don't see it on the on YouTube happening. Maybe it's taking my audio away when it does it. I'm not sure. Anyways, here Revelations. Do you want me to read 1 through 8, the whole, or just 2 and 3? To Revelation 21, 2 and 3 are the next. Okay. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" Yeah. "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back to Hosea. Let's go back to Hosea. 49:6. Welcome, Sister Rebecca. It's so good to see you. Here. It could be a number of things. I don't know. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Now, do you want me to read 1 through 7 or just 6?
Yeah.
All right. Verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made me. He has made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden me. And he said to me, You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 4, Then I said, I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now the Lord says, Who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him? For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and rise, princes shall also worship, because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he is has chosen you. He chose me. And we chose him, yeah, amen. Yeah. All right, Now let's go to Hosea 60. Yep. This is verse 1 and 19 through 22. I'll just read the whole thing. All right. Amen. Here is the light verse, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And here we go, verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries, the Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roofs? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. The sons of foreign... Amen. We're on verse, yes, we're on verse 10. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall utterly be ruined. Verse 13, the glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. God even loves his plants for beauty. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also, the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Verse 16, you shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of the kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Verse 19, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor the brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified, A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Amen. Oh. We can hear you good. Hallelujah. Kind of is. I love it. All of John 5? All right. All right. Here we go. Verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews, therefore, said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man verse 15, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Verse 19, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So if God can do it, I can do it too. First. Yeah, amen. 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 Brother Dan has something to say too. I can. Yeah. Thank you. We're on verse 20. And Braden just said his prayers with us. And amen, buddy. We love you. Sleep tight. God bless your sleep in Jesus' name. Okay, verse John 5 in John, verse 20. Said that all inside out, didn't I? So here we go. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Wow. No. Well, we're at the next point. I mean, the next seven are witnesses to Jesus. That was the end of that section. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There's another who bears witness of me, and I know what the witness which he witnesses of me is true. I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Verse 33, you've sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning. Hold on for just a second while I come over here. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Wow. Wow. And Sunday, are you still with us? The message that you had talked about yesterday, or that you had found yesterday on Facebook, where they were saying that we don't need the blood of Jesus, that he has already chosen us. Well, he did choose us all right from the foundations of the earth. But we also were given the free will to choose him. And we've all sinned. We need his blood to cleanse us when we choose him. I hope I'm making sense with that, but it is. He has chosen us, but we have to choose him as well. And because we're in a fallen world, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned, so we do need his blood to cleanse us. And it says his blood cleanses us. The Bible does. So that statement that was made was just not a rounded out statement with the complete truth. And there, the bothersome thing for me is that they used so much scripture. The second person that came in used so much scripture, and it would make people go, wow, they used a lot of scripture. Well, really, none of it pertains to that verse in particular. It was a bunch of scripture, and it's all true scripture. It's good scripture. It just didn't have anything to do with backing up with what she was saying to start with. And I was going to text that to you, and I think I started it and then had too many words to put in there, and I never got back to it. So hopefully that clears that up. But if not, you know, message me again. We'll talk more about it. There was the Blog Talk Radio lady. Where was I going next? Oh, Acts. What did he tell me in Acts? Oh, no, we didn't. I was actually talking. Sorry. Yeah, amen. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they made it sound very impressive with the amount of, it's 9:30, with the amount of scripture that they used, but all of it was, you know, like I said, out of context and didn't pertain to what she was stating there anyway.
Right.
And so, anyways. Hold on for just a second. Amen. All right, here we go. Acts 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Do you want me to keep going? Oh, no. Amen. All right, I have the communion verses out of the Bible up here from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Run and get your communion elements, and we'll read the Word of God before we receive communion, and we will pray a prayer of salvation for anyone that is with us now or that sees this video in the future that has not yet prayed a prayer of salvation and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. After we're done reading these verses out of the Bible, we'll put up a prayer of salvation and we'll pray it with you. So you have that opportunity to do that right here and right now. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord, which means being mindful of why you're doing this, remembering what Jesus has done for you and realizing we need him. He is our Savior. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17 and 18 speaks of God's perfect love. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. Amen. And now, as we said, I'm going to now put up prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that will change your life here on earth and your eternity. And anyone that has prayed this prayer before, pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication to Christ and a wonderful remembrance and refreshing of what he's done for us. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would like to say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so excited for you. This decision just changed your entire life for the good. Not only the life on earth, but it also gives you eternal life in heaven. So welcome. We're so happy to have you with us. We'd love to hear from you and know that you made this decision. Please get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes at the end of all of our YouTube programs. And also, if you go to SamuelJCottle.com, that's our Community of Faith webpage, and our contact information is there, too. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, you just need more understanding on anything, we would love to be able to help
bring answers and more understanding to you. And we're here every day. Be with us as often as you can. Our schedule is in the notes too at the end of the programs. And we have this wonderful family here that we call the Community of Faith. They're a great support group, a wonderful family to be part of to help you walk out this new life. So we're just so happy for you. And now you're welcome to receive communion with us. So I'm going to put up the communion prayers. We'll bless and sanctify our elements first, and then I'll put up the communion prayers just like we had. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it, okay? So here we go. Everybody lift up your elements. Father, we thank you for the ability to gather together in honor of you and to bring understanding of your word. We thank you for this time of communion, and we bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share screen, and we'll pray. As I said, first over, whoops, I didn't share. This is our new covenant worship and communion prayer. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. Amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your love for us and your willingness to die for us, to save us. Thank you, Lord. And now let's hold up the juice. And let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged.
My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. And we thank you, Lord, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood, Lord. Thank you.
That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're still on YouTube. Nope. Thank you, Rebecca, for putting in the communion verses, though. We love you guys. Have a great evening, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning for prayer. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Have a good night, everyone. Yep, I will. Okay, YouTube is done. No, it's not. Log Talk Radio, we thank you all for being with us. Have a wonderful evening and God bless your sleep.